'Twas two piston nones, Tim Coves, the wetter is past, the wrens are over it and come, and the vokes of the turfer is hurled on our land, of the name of Treacle Tom, as was just out of pop following the theft of a leg of Kehoe, Donnelly and Packham's finished pork and his own blood and milk brother Frisky Shorty, he was to be exquisitely punctilious about them, both Shorty and Frisky, a tipster, come off the hooks, both of them awful poor, woes out on the bum around for an oaf bird game of a Jimmy O'Goblin, or a small thicken as chanced while the Seaforth was making the Culling Ball, to ear the passon in the motor clabber make use of his law language, edso on. Touch on the case of Mr. Adams, what was in all the Sundays about it, which he was rubbin' noses with, and having a gurgle off his own, along of the buddy bloke in the specs. This Treacle Tom, to whom reference has been made, had been absent from his usual wild and woolly haunts in the land of counties Capolines for some time previous to that. He was, in fact, in the habit of frequenting common lodging-houses where he slept in a nude state, hail fellow with meth, in strange men's cots. But on race night, Blotto, after divers tot of hellfire, red biddy, bulldog, blue rain, and blue ruin, and creeping Jenny, Eglandine's choicest herbage, supplied by the duck and doggies, the galloping primrose, Bridget Brewster's, the cock, the postboy's horn, the little old man's, and all's well that aims well, the cup and the stirrup, he sought out his well-warmed liebebobed in a housing room abide with one another at block WW. Why didn't he back it? Pump Court, the Liberties, and, what with Multipuke on Voltipuke, resnored alcoherently to the burden of, I come, my horse delayed, nom num, the substance of the tale of the evangelical buzzy-buzzy, and the rusiner bean, the girls he would keep calling them for the collarette and skirt, the sunbonnet incarnation, in parts, it seemed, he was before the Ayats of Martas, or other whales, the third of fossil years, he having behame with Katia, when Lavinia's had her men's lease to sea in a sump ship, doodly show whereat he was looking for fight niggers with wild roarses, oft in the chilly night, the metagonistic, the epithalamorous, during an easy slumber, in their hearings of a small and stony brook, cash draper's executive, Peter Cloran, discharged, O'Mara, an ex-private secretary of no fixed abode, locally known as Mildew Lisa, who had passed several nights, funnish enough, in a doorway under the blankets of homelessness on the bunk of Iceland, pillowed upon the stone of destiny colder than man's knee or woman's breast, and Hosty, no slouch of a name, an ill-starred beach-busker, who, sans Rudy and sans Scrappy, suspicioning as how he was sitting on a toadstool on the verge of self-abyss, most starved with melancholia over everything in general, Knight Berman, you served him with Nadigal's Nano, had been tow-head tossing on his shakedown, devising ways and manners of means, of what he loved to if I'd a license somehow, or other, in the nation, getting a hold of some chap's parabellum, in the hope of taking a wing sociable and lighting upon a side-wheel dive, somewhere off the Dulky, down Larry, in bleak Rookie, Tremoline, where he could throw, true, and go, and blow the sibicidal napper off himself for 2 bits to boldly well altitude in the peace and quiddibus of a one sure shot bottle, he, after having been trying all he knew with the lady's help of Madame Gristle for upwards of 18 calendars, to get out of Sir Patrick Dunn's, through Sir Humphrey Jervis's, and into the St. Kevin's bed at the Adelaide Hospitals, from those incurable Wellesleys, among the uncarable Wellesdays, through St. Iago by his cockle hat, good Lazar deliver us, without after having been able to jerry-wangle at any size.